We're under a total fire ban across the Shoalhaven today. Thought we'd contact the Rural Fire Service. On the line is James Stewart. Morning, James. James Morris. How are you, James?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. The boss, Ian Stewart, understand it's his last day in the Shoalhaven today. He's taking off. He's been quite good for the Rural Fire Service in the Shoalhaven, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been quite good for the Shoalhaven. So, unfortunately, he's taken a commitment for 6 months and heading down to Tumut as the acting manager there. So we wish him the best of luck and thank him for everything he's done here in the Shoalhaven
for
not only us, the community as well.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we've been talking about this for quite some time, James. You know, the Rural Fire Service has warned people of the Shoalhaven it's going to be a pretty dreadful fire season. And today, our first real total fire ban that comes with some hot weather and some warm winds and some pretty strong winds as well. Our total fire ban today covers the entire Shoalhaven with a very high fire danger as well. What does that mean for the residents of the Shoalhaven?
Okay, so what that means is that usually when we see a very high fire danger, as most people will know, usually all the fire permits that are obtained through the Rural Fire Service have been suspended for 24 hours. However, with the fire weather that we are seeing and predicted for today, the Commissioner has declared the total fire ban for today, which means no open flames anywhere. However, that does mean you can still use an electric or gas oven / barbecue.
Oh, okay, great. So with that total fire ban today, we can still use the electric or gas. I mean, let's face it, you know, weather like today, we like to jump in the pool and have the barbie out the backyard, James.
The barbie out there, that's right, down on one of the parks or that in the good area that we live in.
Okay, now what can we do if we are in a park or something like that, or even just our barbie out the back? What are we allowed to do today in a total fire ban?
So you can still, there's no issue with cooking food as you normally do on the barbecue. It just means that you can't light a fire in the open, being an incinerator or a pile burn that you may have, as I said, obtained a permit to destroy or get rid of.
All right. And obviously, if you're in a picnic area, James, what are the rules there for a picnic area and people on holidays that may be in a campsite? What are the rules?
Yeah, look, same rules apply. I think these days a lot of caravan parks don't allow people to have fires on their campsite. However, as we said, the gas or electric barbecues are fine because they don't produce enough heat but where they are to the ground to set fire to grass or scrub.
All right. Well, look, if you do see any unattended fires today, certainly contact 000. And if you'd like more further details, have a look at our website, 2st.com.au. We've got a link there to the Rural Fire Service and everything that they say about the total fire ban today as well. James Morris, wonderful to catch up, and I hope you have a very safe day today across the Shoalhaven.
We'll certainly try. Thanks very much, Australia.